Let's face it, relationships can be tough, especially when you throw kids into the mix.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But what if there was a way to actually understand, like, why you and your partner clash over things, like bedtime routines or how much screen time the kids get? Well, that's where this idea of IMA comes in. And that's actually what we're diving deep into today. This personality framework that can maybe help couples build stronger marriages or even navigate a smoother, healthier divorce, all while, trying to minimize the impact on their children.
Yeah, it's fascinating how IMA can help with that. I think a lot of times people just don't understand each other, And
Absolutely.
it's not about putting people in
Oh,
boxes,
definitely not.
but it gives you like a language to understand your own needs and the needs of your partner.
Okay, so let's break it down. What exactly is IMA?
So basically, think of it as a personality map
Okay.
with four distinct colors: high yellow, high red, high blue, and high green. And each color represents a set of core traits and motivations. So like high yellows, they're all about energy and optimism and connection,
Right.
They thrive on spontaneity and love bringing people together.
Okay, got it.
High reds are driven, action-oriented, and they love a good challenge. High blues are the empathetic, nurturing types who value deep connections and harmony.
Yeah, I can see that.
And finally, high greens are those logical, analytical thinkers.
Right.
They crave structure and predictability.
Okay, so are you saying that, like, by understanding these colors, we can understand why I'm over here planning a surprise family game night while my partner's like meticulously organizing the pantry?
Exactly. And sometimes, those little differences, they
Yeah.
can turn into these big conflicts, especially in a marriage.
Oh, for sure.
Like, imagine a scenario where you have a high green parent, right, who's all about structure and routine,
Right.
and they clash with a high yellow parent who thrives on spontaneity and flexibility,
Okay.
even something as simple as bedtime. For a high green parent might insist on a strict 8 p.m. bedtime every night,
Yeah.
while the high yellow parent is more relaxed and wants to just let the kids stay up late for a movie night,
I can definitely see how that would cause some tension in a household. But how does IMA actually help couples navigate those differences, especially when there are kids involved?
Well, first of all, it helps you recognize that, these clashes aren't about right or wrong.
Okay.
It's really just different ways of approaching the world.
It's like different perspectives.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And once you kind of get your partner's IMA color and you really understand your own,
Yeah.
you can start to see things from their perspective. You begin to empathize with their motivations instead of getting frustrated by their actions.
So it's like having a decoder ring for your partner's behavior.
Exactly. So instead of taking things personally, you can realize that your high green partner isn't trying to be controlling with that bedtime routine. They just thrive on predictability and consistency, and that just naturally extends to the parenting style.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What about when those differences just feel too big to bridge, though? I mean, sometimes, despite our best efforts, relationships just hit a breaking point.
You're absolutely right, and that's when things get really tough.
Yeah.
But even in those really difficult situations, IMA can be so helpful in navigating a divorce in a way that minimizes the emotional toll on everyone, especially the kids.
That sounds almost counterintuitive. How can, like, a personality framework help with something as emotionally charged as a divorce?
Well, think about it this way. When you understand your ex-partner's IMA color,
Yeah.
you can communicate with them in a way that really resonates with their needs, even amidst the stress and, the turmoil of separation.
Yeah.
For example, let's say your ex is a high blue. That for them, clear, heartfelt communication is crucial.
Right.
You might need to be more patient and understand, give them time to process their emotions.
Okay.
On the other hand, if your ex is like a high red,
Yeah. You might need to take a more direct action-oriented approach.
so it's about using IMA to create a smoother transition, even when things are really difficult.
Exactly. It can help couples, establish a co-parenting plan that respects both their strengths and their children's needs. Like, imagine a high red and a high blue parent trying to create a visitation schedule. The high red parent might focus on creating this rigid, highly structured plan, while the high blue parent prioritizes flexibility and that emotional connection.
I can see how that would lead to conflict.
Yeah, but if they understand each other's IMA colors, they can actually approach the situation with empathy and find a compromise that works for everyone. For instance, they might agree on, like, a basic framework for the visitation schedule, but allow for some flexibility to accommodate, special events or emotional needs.
That's a good point. Do you have any real life examples of how IMA has actually helped couples in these kinds of situations?
Yeah, absolutely. So the source material talks about this couple, Sue and Bill, who were honestly on the verge of divorce.
Wow.
Sue is a high blue, and she felt emotionally neglected by Bill, who is a high green. Mm-hmm. And high greens, they're not always the best at expressing their feelings openly.
Right.
But through IMA, they realized that Bill wasn't actually being uncaring.
Okay.
He just expressed love differently, you know?
Oh, interesting.
He showed affection through acts of service and providing stability, which Sue initially misinterpreted as a lack of emotional connection.
So IMA helped them decode each other's love languages.
Exactly. And that was actually a turning point in their marriage.
Ah.
They learned to appreciate each other's strengths and to communicate in a way that honored both their individual needs. They started having these regular check-in conversations where Sue could openly express her feelings. And Bill made a conscious effort to, you know, show affection in ways that resonated with Sue.
That's a really inspiring example of how understanding IMA can bridge those communication gaps and really strengthen a marriage.
Yeah, for sure. What about when a relationship just can't be salvaged, though? Can IMA still be helpful then?
Absolutely. Even when a relationship ends, IMA can still guide couples towards a healthier separation.
Okay.
Like, let's take Stanley, for example.
Okay.
He's a high green who felt totally blindsided by his divorce.
Wow.
He couldn't understand why his wife, a high yellow, felt stifled in their marriage.
What happened in Stanley's case?
Well, through IMA, he realized that his need for structure and predictability really clashed with his wife's desire for spontaneity and social connection.
Oh, I see.
He had unintentionally created an environment that felt too rigid and limiting for her.
So even though the marriage ended, understanding IMA helped him gain some clarity and move forward.
Exactly. It helped him let go of the blame and resentment he had been holding on to.
Okay.
He eventually found happiness with another high green and created a life that felt more aligned with his core needs and values.
That's great. It's amazing how IMA can provide that kind of insight and self-awareness, both within a marriage and after a divorce.
Hmm.
But we haven't even talked about how IMA affects the kids yet.
And that's a really important part of this whole thing,
yeah.
Right? How IMA can help parents connect with their kids, especially during, you know, marital stress or even a big transition like divorce.
Right. Because even if you and your partner are trying to work things out, the kids are still going to pick up on that tension.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you're going through a separation, well, it's a whole other level of complexity for them to deal with.
Yeah. And just like adults, children have their own IMA colors, their own unique ways of, you know, experiencing and reacting to the world.
Right.
Understanding those colors can make a huge difference in how you parent, especially when your relationship with your partner is a little rocky.
Okay. So let's talk about that. How does knowing my child's IMA color help me be a better parent, especially when things are tough at home?
One of the most important things IMA teaches us is how each color processes stress.
Okay.
So let's say you have a high yellow child. You know, they thrive on fun and social connection.
Mm.
So if they sense tension between their parents, they might become withdrawn or anxious, or even start acting out in attention-seeking ways.
Mm.
It's their way of trying to regain that sense of connection and joy. You know?
So instead of getting frustrated with your behavior, mm-hmm. I need to understand that it's coming from a place of insecurity.
Exactly.
Okay. So what can I do to support a high yellow child in that situation?
Well, you need to create a safe space for them to express their feeling.
Okay.
Let them know it's okay to be worried or scared. Spend some quality time with them doing things that bring them joy and remind them of their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
High yellows really thrive on positivity and encouragement, so make sure they feel loved and supported even amidst the chaos.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about a high green child? How do they usually react to stress?
High green children tend to internalize their stress.
Okay.
They might retreat into their thoughts, trying to find logic and order in all the emotional turmoil.
Right.
They might seem detached or unemotional, but that's just their way of coping.
So I shouldn't mistake their quietness for indifference.
Yeah.
They're actually processing a lot internally.
Exactly. And they need a different kind of support than a high yellow child.
Okay.
Instead of forcing them to talk about their feelings, just provide them with clear, factual information about what's happening.
Mm.
Let them know you're there for them, but give them space to process things in their own way.
This is so helpful. It's like having a personalized instruction manual for each of my kids.
Right.
What about high reds and high blues? How do they handle stress differently?
Well, high reds, those action-oriented, types might become more assertive or even controlling when they're stressed.
Okay.
They need reassurance that they still have some control over their lives, even when things feel uncertain.
Yeah.
Providing them with clear boundaries and routines can help them feel more secure.
So consistency is key for high reds, especially during times of change.
Definitely.
What about high blues? How can I support them when they're feeling stressed?
High blue children are super empathetic and sensitive. They might absorb the emotions of those around them and become overwhelmed by all the tension and sadness.
Yeah.
So create a nurturing and supportive environment for them. Really listen to their worries with empathy and validate their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Reassure them that they're loved and safe no matter what's happening between their parents.
This is all so valuable. But I'm wondering, how can I actually apply this knowledge to create a more peaceful and supportive environment at home for my kids?
Especially if my partner and I are going through a divorce.
That's where the real magic of IMA comes in.
Okay.
It can actually guide you towards co-parenting strategies that work for everyone, even when you're going through a separation.
Okay.
For instance, let's say you're a high yellow parent.
Mm-hmm.
You're naturally spontaneous and fun-loving.
Right.
And your ex is a high green who thrives on structure and routine.
Okay.
You can use IMA to find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
You might agree to keep a consistent bedtime routine of both households, but allow for some flexibility on weekends or special occasions.
That sounds like a great compromise. Yeah. And remember, IMA is just a framework. It's about understanding those underlying motivations and needs of each person.
Right.
And using that knowledge to create a more harmonious environment.
This is making me think about that dad from the source material, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Who was really struggling to connect with his kids. I think he was a high red.
He was, yeah.
And he had a high blue daughter and a high yellow son.
That's right. Steve was initially approaching parenting the way he would have wanted to be parented.
Rah.
You know, with directness, high expectations, a big focus on achieving goals.
Yep.
But that approach really backfired, especially with his high blue daughter.
Right.
She felt overwhelmed by his intensity, and she just craved a more gentle, emotionally attuned approach.
So he was kind of pushing his daughter away without realizing it.
Exactly. And his high yellow son was craving more fun and spontaneity than Steve was giving him.
So once Steve understood his children's IMA colors, he was able to change his parenting style to better meet their individual needs.
Yes, he did.
How did he turn things around?
He started making a real effort to connect with his daughter on an emotional level.
Okay.
He listened to her worries with empathy, validated her feelings, and created space for her to express herself openly.
Mm-hmm.
He learned to slow down and just be more present with her doing things that she enjoyed, like reading together or baking.
What about his high yellow son?
With his son, Steve embraced a more playful, lighthearted approach.
Okay.
They started having regular fun nights where they'd play games, watch movies, or just goof around together.
That's great.
And Steve also tried to be more spontaneous, you know, surprising his son with little adventures or unexpected outings.
So he learned to speak each child's love language.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of IMA.
Yeah.
It helps us bridge those communication gaps and connect with our children in ways that truly resonate with them.
It's recognizing that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to parenting.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm finally starting to understand why my kids react the way they do, especially when things are stressful.
And this is just the beginning.
Really?
There's so much more to learn about IMA.
Wow.
But even this basic understanding can make a huge difference in your relationships.
With your partner and your kids.
Yes, exactly.
You know, while we've been talking about IMA, it's made me think about what you said earlier about understanding your partner's IMA color during a divorce.
Yeah.
It could really help with co-parenting.
Yeah, totally. Even when a romantic relationship ends, you still got to parent together.
Right.
And IMA can really help you make that transition smoother, you know, for the kids especially.
I'm curious about how that actually works. Like, let's say a couple splits up, but they still need to raise their kids together.
Mm.
How can they even start to figure that out?
Well, IMA can help you figure out each other's parenting strengths. Like we were saying, each color has different values and motivations.
Yeah.
And those naturally carry over into parenting styles.
So like a high red parent might be really good at setting boundaries and keeping things structured.
Exactly.
While a high blue is more focused on their kids' emotions and, you know, nurturing them.
Yes. And instead of seeing those differences as like problems, you can see them as strengths. Like having a parenting dream team, even if you're not together romantically anymore.
That's a great way to put it. So you can actually work together to be better parents instead of fighting over every little decision.
Exactly. And the best part is that it can really cut down on conflict and make things more stable for the kids.
Yeah.
When parents work together, even if they live apart, kids feel safer and like things are consistent.
which is so important for them, especially when everything feels upside down.
Yeah, for sure. But even with the best intentions, co-parenting can still be hard.
Oh, absolutely.
So are there any like IMA tips for getting through those tough spots?
For sure.
Yeah.
One of the best tips is to learn how to talk to your ex even when you disagree. Remember, each IMA color has a different communication style.
Oh, right. So if I'm a high yellow and my ex is high green, I need to be more direct and logical with them.
Yep.
But
you don't have to change who you are, but you should think about how they see your communication style, especially when it's something sensitive, like co-parenting. So it's like learning a new language.
Yeah.
Even though you're not speaking the language of love anymore.
Huh. I like that. That's the secret to good co-parenting, finding a way to communicate and work together for your kids.
This whole conversation has been so helpful. I feel like I have a whole new toolbox for my own relationships and for helping other people too.
That's great. And remember, it's not about being perfect with IMA.
Right.
It's about using it as a guide to understand yourself and the people you care about.
So it's all about learning and growing.
Exactly. The more we learn about ourselves and each other, the stronger our relationships can be, you know? More empathy, more understanding, real connection.
This deep dive has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Happy to be here. And to everyone listening, remember, IMA can help you understand yourself and the people around you.
Yeah.
Use it wisely. Embrace your unique colors and keep those connections strong.
I love that. So until next time, keep diving deep and exploring all the amazing ways we connect with each other